Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for Pop Culture
Radio. PopCultureRadio.blogspot.com. Subversive music for dangerous times.
We can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you've been staying alive, feel the city breaking and everybody shaking, and you're staying alive, staying alive.
Jefferson said, every generation needs a new revolution. Our grandparents had World War II, fought the Nazis. Our parents had the Civil Rights Revolution. Our generation has ShamWow and Prozac. That's it, man. We just went through the worst decade since disco, and how do we deal with it? We bitched on the internet, got medical marijuana cards, and played Grand Theft Auto. That's right. Our generation never had a galvanizing moment, a moment of pure sacrifice. People say, yeah, you did, you had 9/11. Yeah, but our president said, I want you to go shopping. So we sacrificed our credit rating. We are a generation that got what it wanted when it wanted it, man. At the millennium, we partied like it was 1999. And then we had a 10-year bathtub tequila hangover, man. Just hugging the metaphorical toilet on a daily basis. Do you guys remember the last decade? Holy crap. It was like going on a 10-year bender when you woke up, people had to explain what happened. Wait, hold on. Bush lost the election, but the Supreme Court violated the Constitution, made him president anyway? I'm gonna be sick. What, goat farmers crashed airplanes into the World Trade Center? Are you kidding? Iraq war, but they didn't do anything, man. There was no weapons of mass. Hurricane Katrina, how come we're not helping those people? How come we gave people who lost their trailers more trailers? Afghanistan, two wars? What, is Halliburton getting a volume discount now? Bush got elected again? Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, God. Hey, Haiti fell over? Who built Haiti? Two of the three little pigs? Toyotas are just crashing randomly into preschools. I can't trust Toyota anymore. Oh, God. Unemployment 10%. Everybody lost their house. BP oil spill. Oh, God, please stop it. Hold on. Wait a minute. Oh, Japan, earthquake, tsunami, and got nuked. Fuck, man. What? Why don't you just bring Godzilla back? It would have done less damage. Oh, God, please, give me some good news. Please, God, just give me some good news. That's all I want. Osama bin Laden is dead? Oh my God, that was so easy. It only took $2 trillion, two wars, and too many good men. Oh God, please end this decade, this horrible decade, this horrible Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, Kim Kardashian, talentless slut decade. Please end it. Next decade, we are not going to be afraid of stuff we're not supposed to be afraid of, no matter what Anderson Cooper or Sanjay Gupta says. Swine flu shut us down for like a year, man. Lining up for vaccinations like it was a U2 concert. Anybody get the swine flu? Rest my case. Pig virus supposed to wipe out half the planet, man, but no one's afraid of bacon, and that's the silent killer. Yeah. America is number one in obesity. We need a bacon vaccine. And I'm calling this too. Terrorism is over. And not because Osama went down. It's been over for a long time. There's no terrorism anymore. In 2001, this douchebag got lucky with the World Trade Center. Since then, 10 years, we had one guy tried to light his shoes on fire. And another man tried to explode his underwear in first class. So I guess Al-Qaeda's been outsourcing bomb making to Ringling Brothers now. And people go, what about the Times Square incident? What about the Times Square incident? The Times Square incident was not a terrorist attack. That was a Jim Carrey movie. The terrorist locked the keys to the safe house he was going to escape to in the car bomb. And I love that he locked the car bomb. No one's getting my iPod! Left the keys to the car bomb hanging out of the tailgate of the car bomb and built the car bomb at a fertilizer that would not explode. I've been doing comedy 25 years, and I have never been that funny. So I guess before we got him, Osama turned the family business over to his cousin Billy Bob Bin Laden. Did you guys hear Al-Qaeda has an online magazine? I'm not making that up, man. Al-Qaeda Online. Guess what? You stop being a terrorist organization when you start raising money to fight the infidels using PayPal. And having vodka pop-up ads. Absolute jihad! Goes down smooth! La la la! Let's define terrorist organization. A terrorist organization is an organization that keeps you scared all the time and makes you change your behavior. What does CNN, Fox News, and MSNBC do all the time? That's right. That's right. Wolf Blitzer, terrorist. Glenn Beck, terrorist. Nancy Grace, terrorist. That's right. Her and her plastic surgeon. Terrorists don't have to work on a plan or blow us up, man. The news scares us so much, we're scared all the time. They just sit in the cave or the mansion in Pakistan. Ahmed, take off the grenade blazer. You don't have to go today. No, the 72 virgins can wait. Glenn Beck's going to call the president the Antichrist. Watch this. And we all know the Antichrist is Gary Coleman's wife. Oh, she pushed a midget down the stairs. The only news organization that is not a terrorist organization is the BBC. Because the BBC can make the worst thing sound okay. Hello, welcome to the BBC. Satan has re-entered the planet. He's picking up babies in his talons, biting off the heads, and sucking out their souls. We're in for 1,000 years of darkness, all hope is lost, and now, the World Cup update. I feel so bad. I'm tired of being afraid. For 10 years since 9/11, we've been afraid. It's over. It's time to take a country back for us. Take America back for us. It's time for revolution. Are you guys ready? Yeah! Yeah, right. Revolution! Hold on, what day? Oh, yeah, no, Monday's bad. Now my kid has a soccer thing, and it's my TiVo catch-up night. So I'll tell you, why don't you text me some alternative revolution days, and I will have my assistant call you. Everybody wants revolution. No one's willing to pack a lunch. But Thomas Jefferson also said the tree of liberty needs to be fertilized from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Yeah, and I heard that, and I thought, I'm out. I gotta believe? I was looking up new quote. I like what George Orwell said. Every joke is a tiny revolution. That I can do.
Radio.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
It's time for revolution. Are you guys ready?
Was asked by the CNN News Network. Is that redundant? Is that like ATM machine? I was asked by them to appear on one of their shows and talk about marijuana. And I was reticent, to say the least, because whenever I watch those news shows on Fox or MSNBC or CNN, that whenever they interview somebody via satellite, you know, they interview somebody that's in another place, there's always this, the satellite technology is not quite there yet, and there's a 1.5 second delay between every question and every answer. So it makes everyone on those shows look like they're stoned out of their minds. Because they always are just glaring straight ahead, like they're not thinking about anything. And then suddenly they start talking. It's like, what do you think of the situation in Libya? The situation in Libya is really intense and, you know, and it's just... So I thought if I went on there, I would see him double stoned. I would see him double crazy stoned, and it would be terrible. So I didn't want to go on, but somebody from CNN called, and they said, it's going to be a really lighthearted interview. It's just going to be a fun interview talking about your movie. And I was like, all right. I'll do it if it's going to be lighthearted. And, of course, I get there. I was in Portland at the time, so I went into a room in Portland that had a painting behind me of Portland, a big picture of Portland behind me. Like, they couldn't just do it in a studio with a window. And I'm sitting in front of Portland, and the guy comes on to interview me, and it is Ali Bashir, this bald dude who is anything but lighthearted. He's intense, he's got charts and graphs, and he stands the whole time. And he's all up in my face, and he actually said to me, on CNN, our trusted news source, he goes, well, it's been proven that marijuana pretty much turns your brain to mush. Yeah, right? And I didn't say, yeah, it's true. It turns your brain to mush. If I died tomorrow at my autopsy, they'd cut my brain, like, cut my skull open, and mush would stream out. What would normally be a brain would no longer be a brain, but it would just be mush. And some orphans would run in and with bulls to try to get some mush. And Pauly Shore would come by with a straw, and somebody would be like, stop wheezing the mush. But instead of saying that, I said, what? Well, that's all the time we have to talk to the star of Super Jaime about his mushy brain.
I was out walking in the woods one day, and here comes Bigfoot puffing a J. He was laughing himself at some kind of joke as he sidled on up and offered me a toke. He was covered in hair and three times the size of the man. As for the spliff, I could barely lift it with both hands. Tried my best though. Well, we just stood there talking for a while about celebrities, sports, and foreign oil. I ain't had many friends, he said, and he stopped. Come back sometime, I'll show you my crops. Well, I told him I would, and I set off for home and left old Bigfoot standing there alone. With a pair of binoculars around his neck, people watching. Well, I ran right home all covered in soot and started telling everybody about me and Bigfoot. I was stoned as hell, wound up like a watch, but it turns out most folk ain't never even seen a Sasquatch. I guess that's why they found it hard to believe that me and Bigfoot was smoking trees. Maui Wowie, Swiss Miss, Turtle Power, woo! Well, one day I got to thinking about that giant puff and decided to look old Bigfoot up. So I got me some paper from the paper store and went back to the place where I seen him before. And I laid out the paper in a 10-foot strip and started throwing in handfuls of California chronic. Then I rolled it all up, folded one end to a point, and at the end of it all I had a damn fine joint. Like a hog's leg. Bob Marley. So I built me a campfire and I lit up one end when a voice from the darkness said, puff, puff, pass, my friend. It was Bigfoot cheering up there in the trees, carrying a keg of beer and a whole stack of munchies. From there it was just about as you'd expect. He's a normal feller as you'll ever get. We just spitting and a hollering and carrying on, laughing and a grinning and singing pop songs. When out of the darkness I hear an ear-shattering yell, like a wounded cat or a hyena from hell. Ah, that's the missus calling me home. He said, quick, can you smell my breath? Do my eyes look red? Well, I lied and said no, and I sure hope he made it, cause I tell you what, he was looking pretty faded. Faded like an 87 Honda Civic. Been out in the sun too long. Well, that's my story, kids, and I swear it's true. And maybe someday you'll tell it to your grandkids, too.
Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi.
Hey.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
And she sat there and went,
Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, guys.
I knew it. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks
Good
for
luck.
Your call. Bye. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, guys.
What's yeah. See you later, man. Bye.
This is PopDefense.blogspot.com.
From the weird to the insane.
And we're on the air in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, I'm Ken Bastida. Dana is off tonight. He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The fuck is that? Shit! I'm dying in this fucking country ass fucked up town. Shit flying in my mouth. The fuck? I can't see pilot. Just get the fuck out of this country, motherfucker.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blowjob or block.
This weekend, President Obama and top lawmakers are working to come up with a budget agreement so they can raise the amount of
More teens are having luck.
And Belinda, I just can't understand how something so small can be so impressive.
Well, Mark, you would know about that.
Susan, who you met in our story, says that is one appointment she is not going to miss because she says it worked for her.
So she's enjoying penis a little bit more, is she?
Good evening, Sarah. Fisticuffs in a Manhattan high school have forced community leaders to re-examine. All right, here we go. Let's get it. Start again. You still speeding?
Yep.
Really? Good evening, Sarah. Fisticuffs in a Manhattan high school have forced community leaders to re-examine their policy on teen...
He's back there, Mom.
Yo, just, can you just keep moving? All right? You're not going to be on TV, so don't even worry about it. Just one way or the other.
Say hi to my mom.
Please. Good evening, Sarah. Fisticuffs in a Manhattan high school have forced community leaders to re-examine their policy.
There again. Baby, I love you,
Stephanie.
You know what?
Oh, yeah. Son of a bitch.
Come on.
Here.
Come on. Come on.
Come on. Come on. Sorry. Son of a bitch.
Fucking news.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on. Where's your news story,
bitch? Text that! Motherfucker, put that on your MySpace page, son of a bitch. It's ridiculous.
The gentleman's a very effective spokesperson for the company, but obviously the people who live there are not satisfied with his explanation.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Yeah, you were, and are no longer. How did that happen?
That's tomorrow, and that is a...
Again, 5, 4, 3...
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a,
I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Fuck shit up. Do it, punk. Take a stand. Fuck the man. Oh, you're cool. Fuck the rule. Smash a car. Skip out on brand. Yeah, man, you get fucked up. Hang with sluts. Smell your guts. Waste your fucked up. Sailor. Make it fucked up. Fuck shit up.
And Jewish, as you cannot tell whatsoever. I was like, what is this Puerto Rican kid talking about? My dad is from Haiti originally. He's doing fine. I will accept any rice you want to give me. Oh, sacrasse. Nabule, piti piti. Oh, that means nothing. We're just out of our fucking minds. Me and that guy, we're fucking nuts. And my mom is from the Upper West Side of Manhattan. Guess which one's Jewish? And they made it, obviously. Chicka chicka bam bam, mom had jungle fever, mom had jungle fever. So basically, that is why I look like Ernie from Sesame Street. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you. Watching this ad on TV for Colonial Williamsburg. Has anybody been there before in Virginia? Colonial Williamsburg. Virginia is a state in this country right below you guys called the United States. Great. There's this reenactment town in Virginia called Colonial Williamsburg where they reenact, they dress up like the old colonial times. And the ad on TV for it's like, Colonial Williamsburg, you're gonna have a fun fucking time. And everybody's like dressed up like Ben Franklin, and they're all churning butter. They're like, bring your kids, it's boring. And I'm watching the ad on TV, and I'm like, that's fucked up, man. There's not a lot of diversity in Colonial Williamsburg, man. Where are all my black brothers and sisters getting their reenactment on? And then I was like, oh yeah, black people weren't having a good time in the real Colonial Williamsburg. Probably want to glaze over that part of history. And then I thought, how funny would it be if me and a bunch of black people all dressed up like slaves with like huge chains around our necks and like tattered robes and actually went down to Colonial Williamsburg and just ran up to all the tourists and we were like, hide us! Just had a big fat white dude follow us around with a whip, like, get back here, Toby! All the soccer moms would be like, Colonial Williamsburg got a little real this year. So on the metro, the subway today, and saw two gay dudes making out, saw two gay dudes touching tongues. And the human part of me was like, that's beautiful, man. They're love. Fucking awesome. But then the homophobic part of me was like, that is gross. Fucking nasty. Barf-a-rama. But then the homosexual part of me was like, oh, fuck yeah. I like what I see, boys. Let me wipe off a seat for ya. Ah. Totally should have washed my hands before I did that joke. My fingers taste like Doritos and hepatitis. That's all I'm saying. You guys go to Wendy's? You guys have Wendy's up here, right?
Yeah.
Don't you fucking hate Americans? Do you guys have cars and electricity up here? Hey, you guys got the internet? I was at Wendy's and I got the new Baconator burgers. Anybody eating this bucket of shit yet? The Baconator? Delicious, right? Makes you shit glass if you haven't had it. Holy fucking shit. The Baconator. The Baconator. That is the best name for a fucking burger I've ever heard in my fucking life. The Baconator, the most post-apocalyptic name. I want to make the commercials for the fucking Baconator. They'd be like, banned in 179 countries. Move over, Bangladesh. The Baconator. It's gonna rape your mind. The only burger served with a side of bullets and manslaughter. The Baconator just finger blasted my girlfriend. Fuck you, hippie. The Baconator's made out of an all kangaroo meat patty, laced with LSD and dripping with the blood of the non-believers. The bun's made out of baby skin, and we don't use pickle chips. We cut off the nipples of WNBA players. The Baconator just bukkake'd on my grandma. Fuck you, cowboy. Baconator took the SATs and it filled out the Scantron and diarrhea. It scored a 2400. It just got accepted to Harvard. The Baconator just laughed at the end of Brokeback Mountain. It's culturally insensitive. The Baconator.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good evening. Usually I talk with you from my office in the West Wing of the White House, but tonight there's something special to talk about, and I've asked someone very special to join me. Nancy and I are here in the West Hall of the White House, and around us are the rooms in which we live. It's the home you've provided for us, of which we merely have temporary custody. Nancy's joining me because the message this evening is not my message, but ours. Despite our best efforts, shortages of marijuana are now being reported. From the early days of our administration, Nancy has been using marijuana on a daily basis, and her personal observations and efforts have given her such dramatic insights that I wanted her to share them with you this evening. Nancy?
Thank you. For 5 years, I've been traveling across the country, learning and listening, and one of the most hopeful signs I've seen is this new drug, crack. Each time I meet with someone new, I yearn to find a way to help share the message that drugs open your eyes to life, to see it in the vivid colors that God gave us as a precious gift to his children, to enjoy life to the fullest, and to make it count. So to my young friends out there, life can be great. And when it comes to drugs and alcohol, there's a big, wonderful world out there for you. It belongs to you.
I think you can see why Nancy has been such a positive influence on all that we're trying to do. The job ahead of us is very clear. Nancy's personal crusade to expand the use of smokable cocaine, otherwise known as crack, should become our national crusade. It must include a combination of government and private efforts which complement one another.
Our young people are helping us lead the way. Not long ago in Oakland, California, I was asked by a group of children what to do if they were offered drugs. Say yes, I answered. Soon after that, those children in Oakland formed a Just Say Yes club. And now, there are over 10,000 such clubs all over the country.
America has accomplished so much in these last few years, whether it's been rebuilding our economy or serving the cause of freedom in the world. What we've been able to achieve has been done with your help, with us working together as a nation united. Now, we need your support again. Drugs are the mightiest force for good that we know. They're simply wonderful to the young people on whom our future depends.
Many of you may be thinking, well, drugs don't concern me, but it does concern you. It concerns us all because of the way it could fulfill the promise and hope in those restless minds. Drug and alcohol abuse needs our encouragement.
In this crusade, let us not forget who we are. Drug abuse is a freedom that is ours. You are Americans. You're the product of the freest society mankind has ever known. No one ever has the right to separate the drugs from the customer.
Say yes to drugs to the point of making others uncomfortable, even if it makes, meaning making ourselves unpopular.
And drug abuse is not a crime. Drugs and excessive alcohol are used by former Attorney General Meese.
Drugs help us create love and hope and trust and confidence, and cocaine makes me happy. Say yes to drugs anytime, any place. So won't you join us in this great new national crusade?
God bless you, and good night.
Getting high has never been funny.
I don't drink or take drugs. I find that very hard to believe. I don't tell other people not to, but I don't. See, I don't take drugs because I wanted to kill myself when I took them. That's why I don't. You know, I was never sitting at home with like a pile of blow, a shotgun, and a pit bull. And I said, now I'm going to use one of these. And I was all ready to do the cocaine, and then I looked up on the TV set, and then, like, Nancy Reagan said, just say no, little podcat. Silly fucking me, Nancy. Let me call Keith Richards right now. Keith, just say no. So the Reagan administration cut all the funding to detox centers, and then Nancy says, hey, kids, get off of drugs. Where am I supposed to get sober? Where am I supposed to get off the drugs? There's no detox centers anymore. What am I supposed to go to my parents' house? Go, hi, Mom, Dad. I think I'm on fire and I have insects in my brains. That's nice. Who is it? It's Bobby. He says he's on fire. Again? Last time I drank for 2.5 days, and I took acid, took mescaline. Wonderful drug, the drug that keeps giving, you know, it's like... I think it should say right on the bottle of beer, no, don't take with acid. Oh, man, I was, like, hitchhiking with no pants on. In a snowstorm. And go, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? You got a fucking problem? What's your problem? What the fuck are you staring at, fuckhead? Mescaline kicks in. Guy's got, like, fur coming out of his head. Whiskers. You know, I can kick the shit right out of you, wolf boy. And the cops pull up. And if you've ever been to Boston, the cop cars look a lot like the cab cars. I'm going, excellent. All right. Jump in the back seat. How you guys doing, man? They're going. Cop goes, where are you going? I said, Bahamas. He looks at the other cop. Well, I think we can go there too, huh? So I'm talking to the guys, and I'm like out of my skull. And suddenly these cops were my best friends ever. You know, when you get all fucked up, everybody's your best friend. I'm like, you know, you guys are really excellent for cops. You know that? You are excellent, excellent, excellent cops. You guys are excellent cops. And then he goes, I think you're on some kind of drug. And when he said that, his face went, suddenly, I'm looking at a lava lamp with a hat. He goes, I think you're on some kind of drug. I said, I am not, but could you do that again?
I think I'm having an overdose.
I think I'm having
my
overdose.
Overdose
of what? Overdose of what?
I think I'm having an overdose.
I think I'm having
my overdose and it killed my wife. But I don't know if it had something in it. I think we're dying.
Now, how do you follow a story like that?
I'm telling you something about me, though. I try to go above and beyond for my kids. Reason why, I don't want to make the same mistakes that my dad made. My dad did a lot of dumb shit when I was a kid. Reason why, my dad was on drugs. I have no problem with being honest. It's the truth. Now, when I say drugs, people, I'm not talking about the soft stuff. I'm talking about cocaine. That's right. Smack, booger sugar, white girl. Got tons of names for it. Now, when you first hear it, you're like, what? Your dad was on drugs? That's crazy. It's not that bad. I'm gonna tell you why. There's pros and cons to growing up with a coke head. One of the pros is there's no such thing as a bad idea to a coke head. Everything is the shit. That's why coke heads always dance. You ever notice that? No matter what you say to a coke head. All coke heads hula hoop. I don't know why. Now one of the cons is when you get high, you do dumb shit. I'm gonna tell you why I'm afraid of dogs, all right? My dad, when I was a kid, just like my daughter, I wanted a puppy. My dad never got me a puppy. One day my dad got high as shit. He came home. He said, look, boy, you've been asking me about this damn puppy. I went out. I bought you a puppy. I'm a kid, so I'm excited. I was like, where's it at? He said, it's on the porch. I go run out on the porch. It was a full-grown German shepherd walking back and forth. This nigga stole a police dog, okay? I know it was a police dog because he had K-9 on his vest. I saw it. At least take the vest off the dog, Dad. The dog is still on goddamn duty. He didn't even let the dog finish the job. Drugs make you do dumb shit, man. Stupidest thing my dad ever did when he was on drugs, right? When I was a kid, I remember my dad came to parent-teacher conference. That's when you go to your kid's school, talk to your teacher, see how they're doing in school. My dad shows up with sweatpants on with no drawers. This nigga dick was all over the place, okay? Listen, I cannot make this up. Let me show y'all how my dad walked into my school. This is all I saw. Hey! Every time he stopped, his dick kept moving. Excuse me! I can hear little girls like, ew! Ew! My dad got mad. What the fuck is you illing about? You ain't never seen nobody with a long dick! Hey, Dad, don't say that.
You're gonna learn today. You're gonna learn what a long dick look like today.
No, Dad, she don't need to learn that, please. Yeah, my dad was crazy. My dad was really crazy, man. See, my dad was mad at me because I wasn't an athlete. I didn't play sports. I was into weird shit like spelling bees, debates. Now, here's the thing. My dad would show up at my events and treat them as if they were athletic events. First of all, you can't cheer for no kid at a spelling bee. It's a spelling bee. It's quiet. I'm focused. I'm in the middle of spelling a very difficult word. My dad shows up late, busts through the back door, high as hell, making cokehead noises, all right? Once again, I cannot make this up, all right? This is all I heard. I'm in the middle of spelling some shit. Out of nowhere, all I heard was, all right, all right, all right. Yeah!
My son's spelling the shit out these motherfucking words. In your face, bitch! In your face! All right, all right, all right.
Shit that made me laugh the most, you see how y'all sitting next to people? I told you my dad never wore drawers, ever. This is my dad getting to his seat. This is all I saw. Excuse me. I can hear people like, oh God, Jesus.
What is it? I don't know. I don't know what it is. Whatever it is loose. It's all over the place. It's gotta be a penis. I don't know what else it could be.
My dad got mad. There ain't no penis. That's a long dick. Hey, Dad, don't say that.
All right, all right, all right. You're gonna learn today. You're gonna learn what a long dick look like today. Hey, son, let me hear you spell long dick.
No, Dad, I can't. It's against the rules.
L-O, dick.
No, Dad.
All right, all right, all right.
This nigga had the dog with him. No, Dad, the dog is on drugs too. Dad, please. My goal is at the end of the show is to have all y'all saying that shit for no reason at all. For no reason at all. Next time your lady say something to you, just cut her off. It don't matter what she say. Hey, babe,
shut up, bitch. All right, all right, all right. I'll make you suck on this long dick. You gonna learn today. You gonna learn today. All right, all right, all right.
You gotta do the walk when you do it. Do the walk away.
All right, all right, all right.
You gotta do the Bible here. Walk.
All right, all right, all right. Shut up, bitch. You gonna learn today.
Pop Defect Radio.
PopDefectRadio.blogspot.com. Subversive music for dangerous times.
Hit me.
Generals gathered in their masses.
Get out of the way.
Just like witches at black masses.
Get out of the way, bitch. Get out of the way.
Evil minds that plot destruction.
Get out of the way.
Sorcerer of death's construction.
Get out of the way, bitch. Get out of the way.
In the fields of bodies burning.
Get out of the way.
Machine keeps turning.
Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
Death and hatred to mankind.
Get out the way.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Oh, no. The fight's out. I'm about to punch your lights out. Get the fuck back. Guard the grill. It's a room. We can't stay still. I've been drinking and busting too. And I've been thinking of busting.
bitch, get out the way.
If you with it, I'ma hit it, flip it, rub it up and smack it, look back at it, on my attic.